Mother's Day. What a thrill, and as I have shared with you so many times from the pulpit in person, how fortunate I am, I personally believe, to have the set of parents that God allowed for me to grow up in that family, nourishing involvement. My mother is just quite the character, always has been. She's known as the life of the family. And I talked to her this week, and she's also turned 30, and Pop will be 88 this year. And you know that sometimes there are struggles, even though you may not know about that. Sometimes later in life between couples, there are struggles, the conversations, or get a little stressed. And I call on the phone and just I said, Mom, I'll be at church on Sunday. I know. And she said, don't you worry about coming up. Let it dry up next week. Come on up later and we'll, during the time I called, it had rained so much, the ground was so wet. And I said, how's your day? And she said, shh, on the phone. I said, you didn't hear me. I said, how's your day? She said, shh. I said, what's that supposed to mean? She says, it's a good day. Your father and I have been getting along, and I started getting nervous because I'm not used to many days like that. For it's a good day. And you know, when you have a phone call like that and somebody says something and it just kind of gets a hold of you. And I know that, boy, over the last few months, and Gene and Arlene, you return, and you'll notice probably more than a lot of our folks around here week after week. We have had our things that have happened that have tested our faith. But I'll tell you one thing: God has been faithful through with everything. I know that the way that He just simply molded the events, the way that He touched people's hearts so they responded in a way to be so proud of people that just stood up and just did things. Today we have some guests with us, Ricky and Rhonda. They started at the back of the church early. We worked them all the way up here to the second pew. So, you know, they're doing good. They're doing good here this morning. But this is a good fellow. You just, when you're done, you just go shake his hand. And not only a friend here at Mount Calvary, has attended our sings, and also he and Bob have been a great help over at work over in West Springfield helping us out. And it's just great to see people in God's house that are excited and supporting what God is doing. In the book of Exodus, it's a very simple little message this morning. I was moved yesterday at that viewing at the funeral. Jennifer, you need anything? Need a little water? You okay? I know a guy up here knows where you're at. If you need any water, make sure she gets. I was moved about how so many people there, and all the musicians were there. And we're very fortunate here at Mount Calvary, the musicians we had, and how God has simply blessed us to bring people in and willing to use their talents. When we were singing this morning, I heard a big amen back here, all the way in the back pew almost over there. And he's vocal this morning, and I love it. You just keep him just as vocal as he wants to be. He's got his surfer beads on today. He's ready to hang 10 out there. So this scripture reads in the 31st chapter, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, with the tribe of Judah." And here's what it says, and it reads in the third verse, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for the setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship." Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word. You will ask me, well, what's that got to do with anything? I was impressed and have been impressed over these past weeks in the way that so many people have simply been willing to use their talents for the glory of God. Now, I'm not just talking about musicians. I'm not talking about the preachers. I'm not talking about those that you have in front of you. I'm talking about each and every individual. Where do these talents come from? First and foremost, every talent that we have has been given to us by God. That's what it says in His words. Every bit of talent that we have has been given to us by God. And God in His word here, He makes an illustration by pointing out and singling out one individual because there was a task that needed to be done. The tabernacle would have to be built. It was nothing more than a large tent that traveled with them as they went through the desert so that they could simply continue to worship God. But they needed to call on someone to help. I believe that as is written within His word, that God gives us abilities and He gives us wisdom. Look unto Him, look unto Him, look unto Him. Some of this talent is, you know, it's hardwired. There are people that I know that simply have a gift from God. There are musicians I know that can simply sit down and they can just hear them play. So some of these talents that are given, they're hardwired. You're already born with it. I played basketball with a gentleman up at Valley Forge Christian College. When he stepped on the court, it was just different. He had a sense of timing on the rebounds. Don Gill, no matter where that board came off there, boom, he was there. He had that gift, just a knack. That sport came so very easy to him. And the rest of us had to work hard, getting in there, boxing out, getting your lane, going, all the things. So some of this talent comes hardwired. And then some of this talent is acquired through education and simple hard work. But still, all of that is orchestrated by God. Once we are granted with this talent, once we are granted with the things that God has laid us upon our hearts to do, then there's a very unique thing that happens. God adds His Holy Spirit. And trust me, friend, that charges things up. You can sing a song, you can get the notes right, but I'll tell you one thing, if God's Spirit is in it, it will touch hearts. You can have a funeral service. You can open up your Bible, you can read the same scriptures, you can have people pray, but I'll tell you, if God's Spirit is in it, people afterwards will come to you and say, Pastor, I have never sat in a more genuine, kind, thoughtful service. They hate to tell you that they enjoyed the funeral because they feel a little funny saying that, you know. I don't want to say I enjoyed, but I just want to say that I felt God's Spirit leading you when you said your goodbyes. God, through the talents that He has given us, the talent to pick up a phone, the talent to give a hug, the talent of simply be there listening, the ability for an individual to be in tune with God's Spirit so possibly they will hear when a neighbor is suffering from either depression or hurting. What a difference could have been made in that situation. We don't know. We're simply going to pray, God, let us be in tune to those that You place around us, that where a need is, that You will reveal it to us and we'll be bold enough to step up. Answer the call. Somebody came to me and said, you've had a lot going on. I said, amen. You must be tired. I said, well, I was hoping they were being concerned and not passing judgment on my appearance. And they said, you know, you ought to take some time off. I said, well, I said, I plan my time taking off because of illness and fatigue. That's when people are sick and tired of me. That's illness and fatigue. But until that time, what a joyous opportunity we have had at Mount Calvary, which would have gone on in the last few months. Can you imagine how we would have dealt with these things that have happened had we not had God's Spirit leading us, guiding us, directing us? Bobby, how difficult would it have been without the caring love of so many true believers standing around you and lifting you up in prayer? I had the opportunity to sit with Jane at the reception there, I was telling you, and John was across the way, and Jane was just filling my mind with knowledge and insight on everything there is to know. And I simply enjoyed it because I was being charged up again from a time that a lot of times you give and give. And at that little time, and I'm just sitting there, Pastor, are you eating right? Pastor? Are you all the little checkoff list things that you need within your life? And I was receiving blessings from God. I believe we all make mistakes. I believe we all look back sometimes and say, I wish I'd have done something a little differently. I wish I'd have. I wish I'd have been a little more in tune to what God wanted me to do. There was a writer one time that said, every man is a fool for 5 minutes every day. That's what the writer wrote. Every man is a fool for 5 minutes every day. But he also said that wisdom comes from not exceeding your time limit. And I believe that. I believe we don't get it all right. I believe we make mistakes. I believe that God has given us talents. Those talents of being able to share, being able to pray one for another. Those talents to be lending an ear when somebody wants to share. Those talents of simply doing what God puts on your heart to do. I saw people working around here. Flowers. The church looked beautiful. I saw people concerned about everything. And I saw how God allowed these people to use their talents because God's Spirit was in it. But then they made the decision to do that. You will have many things presented in front of you. It is your choice in what you do. God will lead us. He will guide us. He will direct us. He will tap us on our shoulder. He will speak to a place deep within our hearts. And we know what we need to do for Him. And I'm excited because I'm seeing that at Mount Calvary. I am seeing a warmer spirit. I am seeing an overflow of God's love. I am seeing people who are simply drawing closer to God. We make our mistakes. Sometimes you have to walk through and take somebody's cell phone. Amen? Amen, Don Hartzell? Amen. But you know what? God is leading. God is directing. God is allowing us to have this here at this time, at this moment. And I believe it's precious. Today, I wasn't quite sure. I know we had Mother's Day. And somehow, I just wanted to stop and say thank you to everybody that's been so instrumental on the way the things have gone here the last few months. Gene and Arlene, we picked out an upholstery color. Could have split most churches. Hopefully it hasn't. Some people are back in church. I didn't know if we're going to return, but they're here today. And God has allowed us, through the events that He has allowed to take place, to become more focused on those things that are real important. When you get an opportunity to see someone, share with them, you get an opportunity to tell someone thank you. If you get an opportunity, if your mother is still living, to get on that phone, send that card, and say thank you. When you get that opportunity, allow God to lead you through worship by using your talents to bless others. That's the only reason He gives those talents to us. It's the only reason that we have music. It's the only reason we gather together to lift up the name of Jesus on a Sunday morning, on a Wednesday night. That is because God has allowed it. We serve a good God. He is warm, He is tender, He is kind, He is compassionate. We simply need to make the choice, allowing Him to use Christ who lives within us to bless others. Amen? Amen. I'm going to close in prayer in just a moment here. And Bobby, once again, thank you for all those that were a part of it. I got to talk with the gals there towards the end of the reception. The tears had been shed. They'd pretty much cried out over those days. And each one was doing something I thought was very unique. They were just helping clean up. They were just running around getting dishes, clearing tables, wiping things down. And it was in one of the sisters' house. Let me tell you, that is of God. Because I know some relatives, they come to your house, they can't wait to beat feet and get away. I saw sisters that were there just together during their final little send-off by simply cleaning up, putting things away, straightening it up. Oh, we're not going to let all this fall in your lap. We're going to help you. I serve a God that wants you to be helpful, wants you to be caring. And I saw God's love in action. Amen. Amen. If you can on Wednesday night, come on out. We're going to continue our study. Charles Stanley. Possibly the following Wednesday, I'll let you know we may be singing at Morris Glen. I want you to come up and give extra hugs and handshakes today. I want you to greet Gene and Arlene. Give them a big warm welcome back. We have been gifted of God. Everything we've been gifted to be used for His glory. Heavenly Father, we've come to Your house. We have met. We have lifted up Your name. We've sung songs about You, God. We felt the sunshine on our faces, the wind that felt so good this morning, God. Heavenly Father, let us be always aware of the challenges You place within our lives. Let us always be willing to put our full trust and reliance upon You. God, make a way, make a way, make a way. And Heavenly Father, as we heard in the prayer request time, if there be someone around us, someone who is hurting, someone who is suffering, let us be in tune and let us be a part of lifting up the name of Jesus by helping that individual that may have a need. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave Your building and bring us back once again to sing praises unto the name of Jesus. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's children said, Amen.